The images of God are many. Joseph Campbell called them the masks of eternity and said they both cover and reveal the face of glory. All our names and images for God are masks, Campbell said. They signify that ultimate reality, which by definition transcends language and art. A myth is a mask of God, too, a metaphor for what lies behind the visible world. As teacher, scholar, and writer, Joseph Campbell spent his life in the study of comparative religion. He wanted to know what it means that God assumes such different masks in different cultures. We go east of Suez and see people dancing before a bewildering array of fantastic gods. When those people come here, well, Campbell told the story of the young Hindu who called on him in New York and said, "When I visit a foreign country, I like to acquaint myself with its religion. So I've bought myself a Bible, and for some months now I've been reading it from the beginning. But you know, I can't find any religion in it." Campbell, who became president of the American Society for the Study of Religion, was at home in the sacred scriptures of all the world's great faiths. He found comparable stories in them, stories of creation, of virgin births, incarnations, death and resurrection, second comings, judgment days. Quoting one of his favorite Hindu scriptures, which he translated from the Sanskrit, he concluded that truth is one. The sages speak of it by many names. Joseph Campbell began his journey into this literature of the spirit after his imagination was excited by a visit to the Museum of Natural History in New York when he was just a boy. We met there a few months before his death and talked through a long evening about the masks of eternity.